kids. I want you to sing a nonsense song with me about a cat with her fiddle, a cow and the moon, a silly little dog and the plate with the spoon. Ready? A 1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to Sunday Night Kaiser. I am your host, Retro Kaiser, and on this episode, I am returned to my old format. That's right, I am back to the old format, which means 1 hour for the show, then rest is all complete music. Well, hopefully I'll last an hour. I barely seem to do. I either seem to last under an hour or over an hour. But anyway, enough about that. On tonight's episode, there'll be not... Yes, they'll be choking, and there'll be not one, but two Mega Drive games talked about on the show. First game will be Tongue of the Fat Man, which is a Japanese import of all things, so I'll be running my Honeybee converter to play that. And the other one is, funny enough, another adapter game, but not because it's a import. Nope. Part 2 of 4 of the Sonic & Knuckles Chronicles, I'll be looking at the Blue Spear game. Spear game where you actually plug in Sonic the Hedgehog 1 into the top of the Sonic & Knuckles cart. Yeah. Also got emails, third week in a row, holy shit. I rarely get, it's the first time I've actually gotten emails more than 2 weeks in a row. Also, I'll be testing out a new bumper I created, so you can either yay or nay it, which will, of course, be the second half of the show. Well, without further ado, let's get into the first segment, which is emails. That's right, the emails. If you write in an email to the show or respond to the Twitter trend that I posted, which, oddly enough, nobody ever did, I guess when people don't want to get free games. Poor you. But if you write in at retromanagio@gmail.com, or if you respond to me with a hashtag that says CatCast on Twitter, my Twitter name is RetroKaiser, you'll be entering to win a free game, which will end in about 2 weeks. The contest will end in about 2 weeks. So in 2 weeks, I will draw the winner, and you win a free copy of Guilty Gear Isuka. At least I'm pronouncing that. Hopefully I'm pronouncing that right. It's a Guilty Gear... of course Guilty Gear is a fun game, but as I said last week, it's one that involves four players. You can play up to four players in this one. Yes, indeed you can. All you just have to do is just write into the show. Could be anybody. And that game will be sent to you via Gamer's Gate. Because that's where the game's available for digital download. Alas, I do not have a physical copy of the game, as those are quite difficult to come by. Funny enough, the physical copy of the PC version is also extremely more difficult to come by, too. But yeah, let's check the emails. We actually have one email. This is from a guy called CF, who's run to the show several times. A friend of mine. I am in. See, if you're friends or crew of the show, you can still enter. Crew of the places I work, you can still enter. I'm not biased, it's just. I throw you all into a. Oh, I'm distracting myself. I am entering your contest. How is the show? I like potatoes. I enjoy games. Bye bye. Well, my show, ever since it's reached season 3, I feel a lot more refreshed than the past 2 seasons. But I don't know how that's going to go since I changed it back to the old format. But thank you, you have entered, the contest. Let's see, any more emails snuck in? Nope, sadly it hasn't. Although I do have a spam message that says Max Gentleman Viagra Pills. Oh no. You've just been deleted. Click. Yes. Wow. Just stalling for time. Great. I need a Sonic the Hedgehog soundtrack from that old cartoon saying, la la la, stalling for time. La la la, stalling for time. Because that's what I do quite a bit on the show. It just happens. But anyway, thank goodness I was up early enough to actually clean up the studio to set everything up beforehand. So I'm just going to jump into this. Pity on a payday I actually have to do the show live, because one of my things I was meant to be doing today is going out to get a microphone stand, but I'll have to do that tomorrow. So next week on the show, it should sound a bit less finicky, so when you hear me talking about games, you shouldn't hear this all the time, because I should have a microphone stand. Anyway, I gotta hit the record button. Yep. Ladies and gentlemen. But once I turn the game system on, that then the review will be... Well, not review, just talk. I've been through all this before, you know the drill. Hey there, welcome to another PTV segment. I'm your host, Retro Kaiser, and in this edition, we'll be taking a look at... Okay, we'll be taking a look at Tongue of the Fat Man for the Sega Mega Drive, although it just says Fat Man on the title screen. Ported in 1990 by, Senritsu and Activision. Devil Cross. Distracted myself again. It is, a fighting game. But what makes this so special? It's actually one of the fighting games that predates the fighting game craze. You know, what Street Fighter 2 created. When you first see the screen, you notice it's absolutely all in English. So I'm guessing it was just a simple port that just changed the title screen. I know for a fact this was released in the US. I just found out recently. It was released under something like, was it? I forget the name. Something like Bloods? No, not Bloodsport. That's that bandana. Whoops! As you see, I've started the round. And the first thing you see is, me setting a wall of spikes on over a guy's head and start breathing fire randomly. Yes, I can explain that. But I'll just talk about the game a little bit. As I said before, it is a fighting game. From the original version, this actually came out in 18. Damn, that's an old game. It originally came out in 1989 for, I think it was, computer? Under the name Tongue of the Fat Man. And it was ported to, a few consoles. I don't know which one, but I know this one's definitely one of them, because I'm playing it right now. And, as you know, that is way before, Street Fighter 2. So, yes, you might expect some really clunky controls. But really, the controls are really that clunky for the first fight. As you can see here, like, I'm jumping, I'm kicking. As you can see, the blue dude is The blue dude is kicking my ass. That's usually gonna be the case for this game. But, whoa! You can fly! That's usually going to be the case for this game. But, I'm going to admit, it was really frustrating at first. It took me several tries to beat this guy for the first time, but when you actually beat a fight, as you can see there, there's a fight purse option. Like, every time someone gets hit, the money goes up, or the bets go up. That's actually, that'll actually help you, because, after each battle you win, you have the opportunity to actually level up, which I actually like. Seeing as you can level up how hard you hit, because as you can see, in the first fight, you hardly do any damage to him. He does twice as much damage to you as you do to him. Yeah. and the controls are also a little stiff. And one thing I like you can buy when you're in between battles is you can actually buy weapons. And they actually help too. Which I wasted one completely when I first started the battle. Then I just refire. Yeah. But that's the battle system for you. Let me explain. Oh, I actually won! Holy crud, that rarely happens with me. Witnessed a miracle, guys. Before I talk about that, let's actually talk. Look at the power-up screen. See, this is the screen where you can buy stuff. Up here, you can see the weapons. There's like no jump, no attack. Puzzle, slow, shield, freeze, fade, smog, bees. Ah, bees! Oil. I'm gonna buy one of these. For those that are listening live, I just bought a weapon called Fatso, which makes me fatter, believe it or not. Zap! That's a terrible weapon. I'll buy a no jump. I'll get my health up a little. Because, believe it or not, you don't recharge your health automatically after every battle. You buy your health back, which adds a little bit more strategy. And I haven't got enough to... I spent too much. I don't have enough to actually buy another... to make my person stronger. Let me just buy one more item. Oil looks funny. And, let's go with bees. That's it. On to the next battle. As you can see, I'm fighting armor. Mohawk chick, who seems to, can attack with it. Let's launch some bees out there. That didn't do anything, didn't it? Okay, let's actually talk about the controls. Of course, the directional pad actually moves you, If you press the opposite direction, you actually turn, because you don't automatically turn in this. Which is a bummer. The A button does your like punches and kicks, depends on which direction. If you jump and press A, you can do like a flying kick, which is my favourite move personally, as it seems to be the most accurate move. Ah. And she just used a weapon on me, which is looks like it's a no attack. And a no jump. But if you press C, there you go. Oops! You actually launch a weapon. I slipped on my own weapon. Let me try again. This one seems to be the most accurate, the no jump. Now, as I said, the difficulty is actually going to be a little bit hard. Well, when first playing, until you actually get the idea of what's going on. Yeah, oh, shit, I used Fatso. That's not it. Ooh, that's a good move. I actually like that one. It actually puts a weight along your feet, and if you jump on an enemy with it, it hurts them. The music is actually okay. Not irritating anything, but it sets the mood. Oh, I can't believe I haven't talked about story yet. The character, known as the Fat Man, he looks like someone between a Doom monster, like those pink ones with the faces in the middle, and Jabba the Hutt. So, sort of like making profit off you. So it's also mixes a little bit of, I actually won again. It also mixes in a little bit of Bloodsport. If you can see that here, like just like mixed martial arts fighting. So it's sort of like Bloodsport meets. Yeah, get some attack power. It's Bloodsport meets Star Wars. Can't believe it took me that long to think of that, but ugh. But anyway, I'm up to the third dude here, which I usually lose against. But anyway, let's talk about how to find this game, shall we? I got this off PlayAsia, the Japanese version, when they had like the 20% off every in-stock item. So I got this for about $20. Although, you can get the US version on Genesis for cheaper, I believe. The only reason why I bought the Japanese version is mainly because I did not know about the US version, oddly enough. Which is weird. It's just one of those games that's not talked about. Well, it's talked about much, but it's talked about for the wrong. Why am I pelvic? Pelvic thrusting. But yeah, but usually this game gets a lot of bad press. But honestly, it's one of those games where you like it or hate it. It's mainly the controls are going to drive you. Because everyone's so used to, like, the Street Fighter controllers. But honestly, it's not as bad as what everyone says. So sure, the idea is actually a little outrageous. But it's a nice 5-minute killer. And it's a good endurance test, too. I mean, it's like, it's hard, but it's not impossibly hard. Let's pause it here. And let's just wrap it up. Graphics are actually pretty decent, too. You know what you're doing. And also, some of these backgrounds here, don't they sort of look like an inspiration for some of the Mortal Kombat games? Like the dungeon area with, like, the eyes peeking out of the background. The bones in the background. But, yeah. I think the Genesis version is common. I think the Mega Drive Japanese version is a bit uncommon. But, it actually has some really cool artwork. A bit primitive though, but really cool nonetheless. It's like those old Kung Fu movies. That's another thing. This also reminds me of an old Kung Fu movie. Probably explains Tongue of the Fat Man, because that does sound like a... Like, if your mind's not as dirty, that's probably going to think Kung Fu movie. But overall, if you can find this really dirt cheap, like probably $2, because I can't imagine this being at mid-range, like any more than $5 being worth your interest. Not that it's that bad of a game. It's just I don't think you'll catch interest if it's like that much. So if it's like really cheap, I recommend you get it. But overall, this game, it's definitely out of 5. I'm gonna give it 2.5 stars out of 5. It's average, but it's not. It's hard to explain. It's like, it's average, but it's fun for the kill for a few minutes. Anyway, I'm Retro Kaiser. Catch you next time. Do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. That was, The Tongue of the Fat Man. Oh, what's wrong? I just got a message in the chat room going, ouch. Wow. But yeah, that was Tongue of the Fat Man. This screen I got it paused on, it just looks like something you find by a pedo bear image. Interesting. Oh, I forgot to talk about the honeybee controller. No, it wasn't 2 out of 5, it was 2.5 out of 5, so right in the middle. I suppose I probably should have given it a 3 after what I've been saying, but 2.5 and I'm 3. That's probably about what it's worth. But anyway, I'm going to take a quick break right now. We're approaching 10:40, so I'm going to play a little quick song here while I set up the other Mega Drive game, and we'll do the last half of this episode. I'm surprised that took me, that went as long as it did. So, the song I'm going to be playing during this mid-break, I got to play songs that I can keep in the podcast, because I'm lazy. If I play something like Pearl Jam, I could get sued if I leave it in. Plus, they'll leave less, stuff for the panty raid, which all the good music comes out. I can't play Anna Minoguchi, Airbrush, because I think I've already played like it on 3 episodes in the past. I wonder if I can play another Anna Managuchi song. Anna Managuchi. Which Airbrush is actually on Rock Band, so you might consider getting that one. That's a really fun song. One of my most played songs. Here we go, let's play My Skateboard Will Go On by Anna Managuchi. This is a 3-minute song, which gives me plenty of time to set up what I need. So, be back after this quick break. I would play ads, but wait, I will be playing an ad after the break, so tune in. Do, 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 do. Welcome back to Sunday Night Kaiser. I'm amazed I got everything set up in record time, like right about halfway during the song. But sadly, I had to blow the cartridge a few times, so that cost me some time, so I could have done better. But yeah, this is part 2 of Sunday Night Kaiser. The last 2 segments before I go on the panty raid. And I'm thinking I'm making good time, considering considering how well my other shows do. Anyway, on this segment, on this segment, I'll be diagnosed with Tourette's. on this segment, I'll be premiering a new ad which will be appearing on the station. So if you like it or if you don't like it, let me know. If you don't, I will re-record it, do another ad. That's the whole point of the segment, because I'm not going putting on a crappy ad if people don't like it. But anyway, without further ado, here's the ad. And for the record, no, it was not that 10 seconds of dead air.
Monday!
Hi, kids.
Nice!
この私に勝てるかしら?
Crazy!
Make sure to tune into the Sunday Night Kaiser every Sunday night at 10 p.m. And don't forget, from 11 p.m. to 12 a.m, it's the Panty Raid, where I play nothing but music of my choice. Right here on Escape Radio Network. Yeah! What do you think about that? Let me know in the chat. If you like it or not. Personally, I thought I could have done better with, like, explaining the show, because I sound a bit unconfident, which I'm surprised. Or I could probably add a little bit more music in the Sunday Night Kaiser, but that's screaming. That was my favourite part. Like, you just hear something like that, then you just hear, because, you know, I'm a metalhead. That also sums up Panty Raid. Okay, I'm getting responses. Nice and not bad, which is pretty good. That's as long as I'm concerned, because the fans, they have a lot to say. Because if it was just me doing all the work, it would be like, that's just terribly selfish. But, yeah. About to dive into the last segment for the show, which is another PTV recording segment. On this one, we'll be taking a look at part 2 of the Sonic and Knuckles lookabout. With the Blue Sphere game. Because I still need to try to find my copy of Sonic the Hedgehog 3. I've got that lying around somewhere. It's irritating because I can't find it. And I need to buy Sonic the Hedgehog 2. Yeah. So let me hit the record button. And I'm just going to... Because I think it just freezes recording when you actually got it on a black screen. I'll start my commentary when I turn up. Oh, shit. Nearly knocked down my laptop, so here we go. Let's turn on the console and I'll talk. Ooh, I wonder what this could be. No way! Whoa! No way! Hey there, welcome to another segment of PTV. This is part two or four of the Sonic and Knuckles lookabout. Well, hopefully I have something better to say than the really terrible, mediocre Sonic and Knuckles talk. But yeah, as you can see, I plugged in Sonic the Hedgehog 1 into Sonic and Knuckles, and I got the Blue Sphere game, which is, again, a trick that everybody knows, well, I think. Although it's quite pointless these days, as you get all this, like, preloaded on the Genesis collections. But back in the day, this is how we had to do it, damn it. Anyway, let's start the game. I forget how to start the game. Oh, there we go. Start the game, I think you have to hold down A, B, and C. And, oops. Stepping up right there. Okay. As you can see, like, you get blue balls, or you get red balls. Blue balls. They usually show that they're a sign of which character you want to be. For example, blue balls, you get Sonic, and red, you get Knuckles. Well, I'm pretty sure we've all played Blue Spear game with Sonic once upon a time, so let's do it with Knuckles this time. And, of course, up here is level select, and the codes is, you know, just for to get to a level. Again, password-based system. Let's start the game. I love this intro, by the way. It's so, it's creepy, honestly. It makes you think it's a ROM hack, rather than an official Sega game. So, I'm just going to jump into it. Here's the Blue Spear game. And your object? Oops. That was my bad. Your object is to collect blue spears. Just as simple as that. And, of course, not run into the red ones. They lead to death. Or game over in this case, so you can't really die in this. But, yeah. I think I've just explained this pretty well. Now, usually the way you get to these blue spear games is... Collect a certain amount of rings. That's a completely different minigame in its entirety. It's find these big giant warp rings. If you beat these games, it gives you a Chaos Emerald. Now, I'm going to talk about that now. I'm just going to compare this. The graphics are actually still pretty good looking, for even to this day. In my own personal opinion. Ooh. Don't forget to collect those rings. Give me that. Ooh, shit. Ugh. Yes. Coins. I don't think there's a reason to have coins in this Blue Spear game, because... there's really no, unless it just adds up to your score, because there's really no reason to, play this one, other than just, if you just want to play through these levels, because there was no select option for them in the other games, wasn't there? You can't select these, I just lost, let me pick Sonic this time, because, you know, you can't pick these right off the bat when you're playing Sonic 3 or Sonic and Knuckles, can't you, without plugging in, yes. There's also orange spears, which help you bounce, which are personally my favourite kinds of spears. I don't know why, I just love them. Damn! That was my bad. Great. I usually just fly by through this level, but... you know, when you're recording, your game skill tends to go down, does it not? Anyway, I love the graphics in this. Just see Sonic run along, and just the way the atmosphere... not the atmosphere. That's the center of the Earth. Oh, the ring around the Earth. Oh, it's okay. That's the equator. Oh, shit. What's the word I was looking for? Oh, horizon. Just the way the horizon just comes right around the screen, like, just right in front of your eyes. It's just so gorgeous. And I stuffed up again. Shit, stop it. Yeah, I think there's, like, you can correct me if I'm wrong, but I believe there's, like, 100 levels, if I'm not mistaken. Could be more, could be, slight less. Ooh, I survived. Now, before I actually finish this up, the ways you can get this is extremely easy. Just get a mega collection or something. Because back in the day, as I said, we have to do this the hard way by actually having to have a physical copy of Sonic and Knuckles and Sonic the Hedgehog 1. Ooh, shit, where's the last two? This is starting to worry me now. But, you know, this is just every confirmation. Now, I know, just like last time, I bet you're questioning, why am I doing this? Everybody knows that I didn't win. You just want... everyone knows about these games. Well, yeah, they do, but that doesn't stop me from talking about them, because I just like to talk about games. I like to talk about one of my hobbies. But anyway... there's just a look. I'm not going to waste more of your time with trying to beat this level, so until next time, I am Retro Kaiser. Cheers, guys. That was that segment, and ooh, even though I didn't run a full hour, I actually didn't do too bad for content-wise of the show. You got, like, me talking about two games. You got an email segment, which is, you know, is rare as all hell to be on the show. And you got another experiment segment. What's going to be in store next week, perhaps? Well, what I plan on doing next week is I plan on getting the old, what do I plan on getting out next time? I might get the old Sega Saturn out, perhaps, to do another, talk about, another game. Which game should I talk about? I might do X-Men versus Street Fighter, because I don't believe I've talked about that one yet. I've talked about Cyberbots, I've talked about Capcom Classics Collection, Volume 1. Who knows, maybe I'll pick me up another volume of that. Oh wait, I've talked about 1 and 5. Oops, got the hiccups. But yeah, I'll dig out the old Saturn next week and talk about X-Men vs. Street Fighter. And as a plus, I might do a revisit and do Sonic R as a bonus. Because I've talked about that on the show before, but this was before I started recording all the footage. Because honestly, I've been getting good responses about the footage too. Because the reason behind it is like, I talk about these games on radio, but you can't see me playing them. So, when I record these, I have the DVD recorder out, and I just record what I'm playing, and I just sync it all up together, and release it. People seem to really like those. They do, it helps quite a bit. Because believe it or not, around the gaming world, I've been known as the import guy. The perverted import guy. Which, I'll never do, any, like, 18 plus games on the show, like, you know, the sex ones. Mainly just because I won't be able to get away with it. But yeah, thank you for tuning into this week's episode. I'll catch you all next time. I'm going to close it up out with a video game song. Then afterwards, for the live listeners, it's the Panty Raid. Yay! Which is just music upon music and me in between. So, I've nearly filled up the hour just with this last segment. So, anyway, I'm Retro Kaiser. See you next week on Sunday Night Kaiser, or the CatCast, depending on which version you're listening to. And, yeah. Ooh, what song should... Yeah, I haven't even got the song prepared, you nitwit. Well, let's play, something from Sonic R, shall we, since we're doing that game next week. Actually, what the... I've actually got a song... No, I'm replacing that. Something from what we played. Here's some music from one of the game... From, the Sonic & Knuckles... game. Because, you know, we technically played Sonic & Knuckles. So, anyway, I said it several times, and I'll say it one more time, but catch us all next week on Sunday Night Kaiser, or the CatCast, depends on what version you're listening to. I am Retro Kaiser. Later, guys.